Hope you're having a great Monday afternoon. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Of course, Rider Nation had to wait. We had to wait for the first game of the regular season. We get it this Saturday, the banner unveiling at Mosaic Stadium. The 2025 Grey Cup Championship team will be honored ahead of the game. Of course, tailgating for the first time outside Mosaic Stadium makes its debut.
I'm intrigued.
If you have a spot 5 hours before the game is when you can start parking. So noon on Saturday, park and start drinking and barbecuing.
I'll be going down.
You're going to check it out.
I'm going to try and check it out.
I'm thinking of maybe looking before the pregame show to head through.
Yeah.
And then come here. Because they start 5 hours before.
Yeah, you could.
Well, the show starts 2 hours before.
Get in a quick lunch.
Yeah, exactly. See who's down there. Say hi and then come do 2 hours of pregame before the Riders and the Lions.
Low and slow. You might be a little early, though.
Milt Stegall is joining us here on the Green Zone from the CFL on TSN. Milt, well, let's start off with, well, that was a pretty decent first week of the CFL. Every game right down to the wire, Milt.
Oh, it was a great week. I want to point this out. The only disappointment were the crowds. That was very disappointing seeing Hamilton. Shout out to the fans who showed up, but Hamilton, Calgary, and Ottawa, I was very disappointed. You know, we had some great football. All the games came down to the wire, and there were some disappointing crowds there. So I'm expecting more. I know this week coming up in Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, and Montreal, we're going to get some great crowds. But last week, the crowds were disappointing, but the great games were outstanding from beginning to end.
That's actually a good segue. Do you want to play Stu audio?
Here's Stuart Johnston today on a podcast.
The Blue Bombers are the model franchise of the CFL, and it's really, I think, impossible to argue with that.
Just on based on your history, Milt, we would love your thoughts on that comment.
Man, 100% correct. 100%. Now, don't get me wrong. I would say 3 or 4 years ago, you guys were number one for a while, but Winnipeg has overtaken their number one spot. I mean, they're about to go on, 15, 16 straight sellouts, so they've overtaken you guys. You guys are second. Close second, maybe. It all depends on which week we're talking about, but Winnipeg, and I'm not just saying that because I bleed blue and gold, they are the number one fan base right now.
When you look at this weekend's game, it's a rematch of the West Division final, the BC Lions and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. How likely, Milt, do you think that will be again the West Division final with the BC Lions and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in 2026?
If you gave me $1 billion and I had to put it on which two teams, I would say these two teams. They have the best offenses, solid quarterbacks. Offensive lines are solid, defense are solid, great coaching staff, and just all around great organization. So if I had to put money on it, I would say these two teams. It's going to be an exciting game. I'm saying the over-under on this game is 65 points, and I would go over. Don't get me wrong, these defenses they're solid, but we got some great offenses coming out to play first game of the year. It may take a series or two to get things going, especially for Saskatchewan. It's going to be 3 weeks since they stepped on the field. It's unfortunate that they weren't able to play that first week, being the Grey Cup defending champions, but they're going to come out guns a-blazing. I like what they're doing on defense. I like the fact that Joshua Bell is the defensive coordinator. They won't miss a beat. So, like I said, if I was a betting man, I would say these two teams will be in the West Final.
One of the conversations, the underlying theme of the CFL leading up to this first week, Milt, was parity, and not just in the West, but also in the East, which is interesting if you start to look at possibly maybe a dark horse team, right? It's easy to pick the front runners. Who's your dark horse team, Milt?
Toronto. I've been saying this since the beginning of the season, even before preseason, Toronto, because of Chad Kelly. If Chad Kelly can get back on his game, they could make it to the Grey Cup. I mean, they're going to have a shaky start because they're on the road 6 games. So if they struggle, they could not make the playoffs. But it's that much separation in between what can happen based on how well or not well Chad Kelly plays. If he gets back on his game, he gets back to the way he played when he's an MOP, they have enough around him. They brought some guys back from when they had that dominant defense where they were making plays where they can get it done. If he can get on his game, they can make it all the way to the Grey Cup. So that's definitely my dark horse team, and it's not even close.
Milt, on my CFL top 50 ballot, I had Justin Rankin in the top 10. And, he fell out of the top 10. He's going to be a problem for defenses. His first week, 102 yards rushing, 90-some yards receiving. How interested are you to see if he can actually achieve the 1,000 season in the CFL?
Well, before I get started on that, I want to say it's unfortunate for opposing teams because he's suffering from that thing called Stegoism. It's that never get caught from behind thing that, you know, that I used to have. I think he has that same disease. So it's unfortunate for opposing defenses, but he's a problem. And I said this, you can go back and watch the film, the tape. I said it before the year started. This is my MOP right here. And if he plays 18 games, he'll make history. He'll get 1,000 and 1,000 because he does it all. You're not going to find power back in the CFL who has the speed of Justin Rankin. You're just not going to find it. We have some great running backs who are power guys who can make some big plays, but not like Justin Rankin. When he gets out of the open field, he hasn't been caught yet. Not by linebackers, not by DBs, not by refs, not by – no one can catch this guy. So he has the power and he also has the speed. So I'm going to say this and I'm going to guarantee you, if he plays 18 games, he will make CFL history. He'll get 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. I'm guaranteeing.
Milt, your tweet about the Kenny Lawler deal went viral. Our teams, we all loved it. We loved it. So are teams still being creative with how they pay their top players, or do you think everything is above board now?
You know what? And I don't know, but I think everything is above board right now. I think all the T's are being crossed and the I's are being dotted, per se. I think everything is above board. I think everybody realizes now that it's too much. The consequences are too great. That you're going to suffer if you do try to do something, yeah, you know, underneath the table or, you know, behind someone's back. So I think everyone is on the books right now. But I know when I first got in the league and when I played, it was a lot of shady stuff going on. Was I part of it? I plead the fifth. I'm going to say that. But there were a lot of things going on. And I think everything that went on with me, I always reported to Revenue Canada like that. If it did go on with me, I reported to Revenue Canada. But there was a lot of things going on off the books.
Mel Stegall joining us from the CFL on TSN. You brought up the attendance in week one. Everything was below 20 grand. I was also a little bit like taken aback in some instances, like Hamilton. I was like, what is going on? Do you think that at all has anything to do with the amount of change that's been announced that has turned some hardcore fans? Because we've heard it in Saskatchewan. They've heard it in Winnipeg. No, I can't do this. They're getting rid of the 55-yard line and amending the Rouge and moving the field goal posts, and now I need DAZN to watch the games next year. Do you think that has anything to do with it or not?
I don't think so. Because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Watch the crowds that come out in Montreal, Regina, and Winnipeg this week. Watch those crowds. It'll let you know that they're not teetered by what's going to happen and what's happening now. No. Everyone complains and says this and that, and I'm not going to show up, but these fans are going to show up. Winnipeg is already sold out, I'm sure. Regina is close to selling out. Montreal, they'll get between 20 and 25, what they usually get. I don't know why the fans didn't show up in Hamilton. It was a beautiful day. It's a little windy, but I don't know why. Ottawa, I can understand a little bit because of the rain, but that shouldn't keep you from not coming out. It wasn't raining that hard in Calgary. They got some problems going on in Calgary. That's not just the first game. It's been that way for a year or two. They got to get it together. So the new rules being implemented, I don't think that has any bearing on what happened that first week of football, because it was a great brand of football. Now let's hope coming up when those teams have home games that it's not that way, because this is a great brand of football. I know some people like to watch it in the comfort of their home. We appreciate that, but there's nothing like that game day experience going there. You guys now have tailgating. That's going to be crazy. The panel's going to be on location, so I'm going to come out and get me some fat-free chicken, some water with lemon in it, and I'm going to enjoy some of the tailgating, too. You never know. So we're going to be there, so I'm looking forward to it. So let's hope these fans come out and show out, because this is a great brand of football.
Milt, I'm curious because, like Jamie and I, you know, when we're talking to the fans of the game, very rarely do you go very long without having a conversation about the rule changes. And you have been very, very vocal about your opinion, whether it's pro or con. So if, is there, regardless of whether or not it's happening this year or next year, is there a rule change that you don't like, or maybe that you really like?
Oh, the one I love, Stunks, almost as much as my wife, is the rules. Oh, that's been driving me crazy since, I think it was my second year in the league, and I didn't understand all the rules, and I lost the game because somebody punted it out of end zone. I'm like, hold on, what's going on? I just lost the game because they punted it out of end zone? Then somebody finally explained it to me. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever. I can't stand this. So I'm happy that, I mean, it's still in play, but you just can't win the game by missing the field goal or punting it out. You got to be more strategic. I'm okay with that. Man, other than that, I'm okay. I'm okay with everything. I mean, you have to evolve. You have to make changes. You just can't stay in pat and think you're gonna have success. You ask these owners, which the majority of them aren't making money, they're losing money. And yes, the product on the field has gotten better, but you got to change something. They want to make money. They added more playoff games. The players are making money. You know, the TV contract, all those things. You have to evolve. You have to make changes. And I know this. Some of the traditionalists, the old school, aren't happy about it. But let's give it a chance. Let's see how it works out. Let's see then how it evolves and go from there. But you can't just stay the same and think everything is going to be hunky-dory and these owners are going to say, okay, I'm going to just keep losing money and keep throwing this money out there. They had to make changes, and let's see how it goes. Let's be patient and see what happens.
Well, Mel, always appreciate you having on the Green Zone, and there you have it. A shout-out to all the tailgaters. If you want Milt to stop by, fat-free chicken. That's what he's looking for. On
and
the
lemon?
I'm going to have on my green suit. I'm going to make sure I have on a green
nice.
Suit.
Nice.
Right on, Milt. Thanks so much for your time.
Take care. See you soon.
That is Milt Stegall from the CFL on TSN. Here on the Green Zone, the panel will be in Regina. You heard it here on the weekend. More coming up on the Green Zone. Well, we knew Milt was going to agree with the commissioner of the Canadian Football League.
The Blue Bombers are the model franchise of the CFL.
Do you agree? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. They're doing on the pregame a look at all the celebrities that sit front row at New York Knicks games. Bill Murray, Michael J. Fox, Timothy Chalamet, Ben Stiller.
Spike
Lee. Here's a question.
Tina Fey is at a lot of the games.
Adam Sandler. What celebrity would you want to sit beside at a basketball game?
Someone fun. Someone that would make the game more entertaining.
See, I would like someone that would make me laugh and chuckle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And wouldn't be like too into it that it's like, whoa, you're almost embarrassed. Like Spike Lee, I'm like, nah, I can't sit next to Spike because he'd have people paying attention to him. And the Reggie Miller
thing. Bill Murray goes to a lot of sporting events. I think he'd be fun to hang out with. Because you also know he's doing something weird after the game.
Not Drake.
No. I've never understood the Drake thing. I know that he's very popular, his music, but I'm not a fan at all.
1-877-332-8255.
Eddie might be good.
That would be Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Whenever you see anybody like Chris Rock with like a group of guys, they're always like, they're howling, and it's because of Chris, right?
Maybe Ben Stiller, I don't know.
It's all that I can do.
Hope you're having a great day today, Saskatchewan. I'm Jamie Nye. He is a Locker here on the Green Zone as NBA tonight, game number 3, NHL tomorrow with the Stanley Cup final, game number 4. We'll see who gets the net for the Carolina Hurricanes.
World Cup action this week?
World Cup Thursday. It begins in Mexico. The opening ceremonies. There's actually kind of 3 opening ceremonies. There'll be one in Mexico on Thursday, then a big Canadian concert in Canada for Canada's opener. And then that evening when the United States on Friday night open, they have another major.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it ends in New York next month. Well, it's actually, it ends in New Jersey next month.
I really hope Trump can find the time to go to that.
Well, he's got to show off his peace prize. By the way,
did not age well, that peace prize, eh?
The Iranian team did arrive in Mexico amid the visa stuff.
There was a conversation, about that, yeah.
About whether they'd be allowed to participate or if they'd feel safe coming, but the Iranian team is in Mexico getting ready for their World Cup action. Again, Canada is in a group with Qatar, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Switzerland. They are 27th ranked in the world is Canada. Switzerland's in the top 20, and then the other guys are out of the top 50. Canada has a shot at making the knockout round, and if they win their group, they will stay in Canada for a game in Vancouver. If they finish second or lower, their games will be in the United States for the knockout stage, just based on how they've scheduled everything. With the World Cup.
So the nice thing about the World Cup and Canada's participation this year is, like, I don't know if fans are expecting, like, there isn't an expectation that they're going to get to a certain point, right? So it's just
let's have some fun.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
They scored a goal last time. Maybe they're going to win a game this time.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, there are the other, you talked to Sarah Mills from our newsroom. And the expectations on England, regardless of how good the team is it's always they got to win it, right? So,
well, they're the Toronto Maple Leafs of soccer. They haven't won the World Cup, and now it only happens once every 4 years.
But it's been a while. It's been a cup of coffee. So I appreciate, I'm not a soccer fan, I'll say that, but I appreciate that kind of lack of stress revolving around this tournament. I will watch the games, knowing very little about soccer, and being excited if they accomplish anything. And it'll be fun.
It'll be on Friday. It's during the show, by the way. Well, 1 o'clock is the start time to that match against Bosnia and Herzegovina. So we'll be updating the score as we hit the air at 2 o'clock until just before three when they wrap up game number one. We've got plenty of guests planned for the next few weeks for your footy fix here on the Green Zone. During the World Cup. Are you going? I'm interested. How many of you are actually going? We had a text last week. Someone's checking out the two games in Vancouver for the Canadian side. We know Sarah Mills is going to watch her nation's England.
What was the name of the guy that went to the Edmonton game? He brought his kid.
Oh, yeah. They went to the Edmonton warm-up game, so he's excited for the World Cup. But are you heading out?
Corey, I think his name was. Yeah.
Catch a match? 1-877-332-8255. NBA Game 3 tonight. A lot of celebrities in New York. And Daryl's on the line. We were just pondering, what celebrity would you want to sit next to at a basketball game, any sporting event? Daryl, you have one for us.
You know what? I'd sit with him no matter what game it was, and he would be great because I've seen him in there before. Jack Nicholson.
Here's Johnny!
Really? So...
Yeah.
Were you a fan of his acting in his movies?
I'm telling you, yeah. He's been in some real good movies. He's a good actor. Great.
Did you watch The Shining?
I certainly did.
Jack Nicholson, yep. I'm assuming he'd be a blast to sit next to.
Yeah.
I think he would be.
From what I've heard, too, he never really took his foot off the gas on the party side of things.
Yeah.
Like... Like, a lot of guys slow down. I've heard Jack didn't. So, yeah. His best role, though, is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No doubt about it. Hey, how about that?
There you go. Daryl, Jack Nicholson. I think we got a text here on the text line. Did I see that right? Did I see someone bring up... I don't think he goes to games, but Nate Bargatze would be fun to watch a game with.
You're a big Nate guy, eh?
I am. My wife and I went to Bismarck a few was it last year, the year before that, 2 years ago, went to Bismarck to watch Nate Bargatze. And then, of course, later that special did come out of kind of the set that he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an Nate Bargatze fan for sure.
He's got interesting timing. Like, you don't see the joke coming sometimes, which I find interesting with his delivery.
Yeah.
It that is dog bit, right?
Like, well, there's.
He's famous for that. The bring bit back sleeping in the bed.
Well, there was the horse.
I don't know.
He did a whole bit on going hiking, and when they drove by a farm, there was a horse on the ground, and then he does a whole bit on thinking the horse had died and who he would call and what part of the horse he would pick up to put the dead horse in the back of a pickup truck. And of course, you'd roll up, the guy would ask you to come help you, and he wouldn't tell you what, and then you drive up and you'd see the horse in the yard, and you're like, we're picking up a dead horse today. And he does this whole bit. And then he says, so on the way back, we drove by and the horse was up and alive. And that's the day I found out that horses lie down when they go to sleep. He's like, I don't know what I thought they actually did before that, but it's that stuff, right? He'll go on a long story, and the bring back is something you didn't expect to come.
Yeah.
For a Nate Bargatze. But well, I don't know what he'd be like at a basketball game.
I've seen him interviewed, and he's very funny. Even like his stand-up's funny because it's prepared and he's worked on it, and he fills stadiums. Like he's like one of the top comics. But the thing that I found intriguing is some guys, when you do, that's why I was a little bit hesitant when we were talking about Eddie Murphy. Apparently Eddie Murphy is quite shy, and you need like a stage, or you need to like, okay, it's time to perform, Eddie. But Nate, I get the sense the guy he's on stage is also the guy that you would go to the basketball game with. So I think he'd be entertaining in that regard.
I know who I'd pick.
Who?
Travis and Taylor.
Oh, stop.
Just hang out. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. They're getting married at Madison Square Garden next month. Probably have bigger security outside the stadium for that than anything else.
That's a horrible pick.
I was kidding.
I don't know if you are.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Coming up, do you agree with the commissioner of the CFL?
The Blue Bombers are the model franchise of the CFL. And it's really, I think, impossible to argue with that.
Impossible. Well,
keep to in argue mind, with Stu that. Is the Antichrist.
Yeah, that was a text we did receive from the Green Zone last month.
You can't trust that guy.
1-877-332-8255. Do you agree with Stuart Johnston? Have the Bombers taken the title of the flagship franchise in the Canadian Football League? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, a good Monday afternoon. Thanks for spending some of your time with us here on the Green Zone. Well, the commissioner's doing the rounds before the CFL season. He was on our show. He's been on a lot of shows talking CFL. He was on Winnipeg Sports Talk, and they talked about the success of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
The Blue Bombers are the model franchise of the CFL, and it's really, I think, impossible to argue with that.
The model franchise of the Canadian Football League, now the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. If you would have asked Randy Ambrosi and Mark Cohan and maybe Jeffrey Orridge, if he wasn't around very long, to get his opinion, they would have said the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Stuart Stan, it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers now. Do you agree? 1-877-332-8255. Todd, what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to start off by saying I'm going to try my best to keep this, my language, family-friendly here.
Thank you, Todd. I very much appreciate that.
Because you guys got me all fired up when you played that again. I think he's a clown, and it's easy to say you're the flagship franchise when you're filling the stadium. When everyone who watches your team is in Winnipeg, everyone who watches the team in Saskatchewan is from Saskatchewan. So you got to drive 3, 4, 5 hours one way to get to the game. You know, and if people are struggling with the price of gas right now, maybe they can't make it to a game. Does that mean we're not a flagship franchise? I don't know. Like, I don't know where he gets that from.
Well, he's like combining the sellouts and the on the field. They went to five straight Grey Cups, of course. And you look at that and I go, okay. But Todd, I hear you. And again, Winnipeg, Manitoba, 700,000 people plus if you go a surrounding area.
I like comparing the population, I understand it, but it to me, it's more than the sellouts, and it's kind of where Todd's going. The passion for the Rough Riders is unmatched. I'm not suggesting that Winnipeg.
No, but my point is this: you cut Saskatoon out of where they are, and move that city south of Regina. Whoop, there's Winnipeg. That's how big Winnipeg is.
Yeah,
you're telling me there's not sellouts every damn game for Rider games?
Yeah, yeah.
If Saskatoon doesn't have to drive 2.5 hours away,
no, you're not
a chance.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But again, it's how well the team travels. I was in Edmonton for 18 years. We had season tickets for the Edmonton Elks. They were awful. It was a social night out. It wasn't good football. They were getting beat all the time. It was embarrassing. And the best games weren't the Bombers. Weren't the Argonauts, weren't the Red Blacks, it was the Rider. They were the most fun. Why? Because that was the closest they got to a sellout over the last 5 years. Because people can't, and it's the same thing in Calgary, it's the same thing in BC, it's the same thing in, if the Riders show up in your market,
the attendance goes
up. Fans show up, they drink beer, they have a good time. They wear their colors. I'm telling you right now, I understand what he was saying. I understand the success of the Blue Bombers. Can't take that away from them. The marquee franchise in the CFL is the Riders and always will be.
And I will say this. I don't think it has to be one or the other. I think you got two. And when he says impossible to debate it, that's where I go, come on. The Riders and the Bombers, I think, as one, show the rest of the league how to do it and get it done. Yeah. I think Wade Miller, the president of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, does a great job. I think Craig Reynolds has done a great job here as well. And that the impossible to say otherwise thing, that rankles me a little bit.
There's some other franchises that could catch up in the next couple of years.
Oh, the BC Lions. Amar Doman, the work he's doing?
Yeah.
The money he's putting into it?
Montreal.
Maybe Quebec City soon.
Maybe Quebec City. Montreal's got a strong for it. I've always been disappointed at the lack of support for Toronto. I do get it. But I think they should be doing better than they are, like attendance wise and support for the team.
As someone said it to me, that is a big event town.
Yeah. Yeah.
CFL's not a big event there. It's
you drop an exhibition like Marlies, NFL right? game in there yeah, and people are going to fall all over themselves to watch it.
They've done it.
No.
And nobody showed up. It was barely full when the Bills showed up. But a lot of people go to Bills games anyway, so it wasn't a big event for them. It was like, okay,
maybe
the Bills.
I was thinking about all the Bills fans.
Now,
I see
who
in
knows?
Toronto.
Maybe it'll be different. But CFL is not a major thing. 1-877-332-8255. Todd says it's clearly still the Riders. Come on now, Stu.
Thank you, Todd, for phoning in with some common sense. I much, much appreciate it.
I think it's 1A and 1B. And to say impossible to debate? Okay. What are we grading on? Both organizations do a very good job. And again, Winnipeg has the population base that Regina just doesn't have.
I will say this.
Todd said it right. He's in Warman. He's got to drive 2.5 hours. Have you seen the price of gas to fill up?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not wrong. The one thing I will say is when I was in Winnipeg, this was 100 years ago, I remember there was a lot of support for the Blue Bombers back then, too. Mm-hmm. That's actually how I got into football.
But disposable income is a little limited right now, which might be why we saw decreased attendance around the Canadian Football League in week one.